Parshas Vayeshev and these parshias of the brothers and Yosef and it's incredible, and Yehuda and Tamar is endless, the lessons. We know the Torah is not a history book, Chas V'Shalom, to tell us history, but rather it's something that we look into in order for us to be able to look into ourselves and to learn the humility of the Torah, so to speak, the vulnerability to share the mistakes of the Avos, to share the mistakes of the Shvatim, and for us to learn from that, for us to learn how to better ourselves, how to be more sensitive, especially Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. All of this is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and of course also, you know, connecting to Hashem. There is so much to learn in these parshas. It's hard to focus on one specific aspect because there is so much to learn from all of the psukim, so many lessons. One thing that always stands out to me that I want to share, and I want to put a little emphasis this year. I know I've spoken about it in the past about this Vayima'in Yosef being able to hold back from his desires, to hold back from what his physical being wanted, to be with Ashes Potiphar. He was lonely, to say the least, being sold by his brothers, being in just the worst situation as anybody can imagine. Being sold by his own family, being pushed away. As we know, many, even David HaMelech was similar. All of the tzaddikim, in a certain way, had challenges like these challenges. That's what life is about. Life is about, through the challenges, rising and learning from Yosef HaTzadik, learning from the Avos. The Vayima'in means to hold back. How did Yosef have this power to hold back from such an incredible, incredible desire to be able to restrain himself? We can't imagine what he went through. The Reb Tzadik HaKohen says something very incredible, and I think this is really what I want to share with all of us, because it's such a chizik, it's such an inspiration to me, and I think for all of us. Reb Tzadik says, "Kishem shemitzvah lahamin b'Hashem." Just like it's a mitzvah, or just like a person has to believe in Hashem, and that's the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, right? That's being a Jew, is believing in Hashem. He says, so too you have to believe in yourself. An incredible thing. He's like equating it, saying just like the importance, right? If anybody would say, what's a Jew, what's life about? Of course, we have emuna. So Reb Tzadik, who was one of the tzaddikim in the 1800s, he passed away, I think, in 1900. He was a big, big tzaddik, Reb Tzadik from Lublin. And he said over that a person has to have that same faith in himself, to believe in himself. And we know the Gemara says, Ra diyuknei shel aviv. What gave Yosef the ability to restrain himself? He saw his father in the window. That's the Gemara in Soita, Daf Lamed Vav, I think says, Lamed Vav says, Rad Yukna Shalaviv, he saw his father. And we simply learn, he saw his father, that he saw the musser of his father. Don't do it, you know, maybe the embarrassment, maybe his father's looking. But the tzaddikim tell us that, and I forgot who I heard this from, this exact psha from, Rad Yuknei Shel Aviv means that the pasuk in the beginning of Vayeshev says that the reason Yosef was called Ben Zekunim was because he looked like his father. So that means maybe we could say when he looked and he saw his father, he really saw himself. He saw maybe an older version of Yosef, but it startled him. And he saw himself. And he saw himself in a maybe like Yaakov, like a tzaddik, like an older man. And he said, wow, I'm a tzaddik. Wow, I'm amazing. Wow, I can do this. And that was so powerful for him that it's like Reb Tzadik says, it's not just, oh, I can't do this because of Hashem, because Hashem is looking over me, because my father is looking over me. I can't do this thing, or I can accomplish this thing. I can do this because I believe in myself, and I have that emunah in myself. Emunascha b'alelos means that I have faith in myself during the nighttime. Emunah at night. Emunascha, your emunah. Not just the emunah in Hashem. Emunascha, your emunah in yourself when things are difficult. When things are difficult for me, when I don't have clarity, when the chips are down, as they say, when things are not going my way, and it seems that things are not going to work out, and the deal is not going to go through. The Yeshua is not right there. I don't see the salvation. I can't see it. But for a person to have that emunah in himself, as I say many times, to believe in someone who's successful, that's not believing in the person. To believe when someone is doing great, that's not a proof. They say that's the pshat, moda ani lefanecha. We say moda ani lefanecha. It's actually a pshat that I thought of a few years ago. Maybe you've heard, maybe I've shared it, probably not enough. Moda ani lefanecha melechai v'kayam. We thank Hashem in the morning. Shechzar to be nishmasi, that you return my soul, bechemla, with mercy. Rabba emuna secha, great is your faith in me. And one of the incredible things of that is that you say that when your hands are tameh. Rabba emuna secha, which means great is your faith, Hashem, in me. When I'm in my bed still, could be I'll roll over and sleep late. But in my bed, I'll say, Moda ani, and Rabba munasecha, you have faith in me. Hashem doesn't say that bracha after you wash netilas yadayim, and you're on your way to shul, and you're on your way starting your morning. No, while you're still in bed, while you're still tameh. You know why? Because Hashem is saying, Rabba munasecha, I have faith in you. You know when you have faith in people? We have faith in people when they're tameh, and when they're in bed, and when they're down and they feel low. That's really believing in someone and believing in oneself. And I think the lesson for all of us, for Klal Yisrael, especially during this time period where it's dark, it's much darker, right? These Shabbosim are the earliest Shabbosim. The night is the longest and the day is the shortest. That it's teaching us emunascha, rabba emunascha, vayimain, to hold back. What gave Yosef HaTzadik, and all of us have that bechina, all of us have that power of Yosef HaTzadik. We're called Bnei Yehosef. We're called the children of Yosef also, because each and every one of us, deep down, has that power, has that ability to have that emunascha, rabba emunascha. I'm down. Things are not going well. My marriage is not going well. My parnas is not going well. My single life is not going well. Shidduchim is not going well. I'm in a pit. I'm in Ashes. I'm in the house of Ashes Potiphar, ready to lose it all. But you know what? Sometimes we got to look in the mirror and look deep within ourselves and say, you know what? I'm going to make it through this. I'm going to get there. I'm going to make it. It might take a long, long journey. It might take years. It might take whatever it might take. But I believe in myself. I believe in myself. Just like the belief in Hashem, no matter what, will never. You'll never be able to shake my belief in Hashem. Deep down, that belief in Hashem will always be there. So too, the belief in myself. I will be there for myself no matter what. Shem should help us all. We should all be zocha, each and every one of us. I just felt inspired to share this with all of you because I think it's such an incredible, incredible truth of life. And we learn it mamish. We learn it mamish from Yosef HaTzadik. We can't imagine his loneliness. We can't imagine how he needed to get that strength. And afilu cherev chadad munach al tzavarei shel adam, even if it seems that all the tides are against you, all the winds are against you, all the science, all the psychology, all the whatever you want to say, all the people are against you, but There's one person who will be with you forever, and that's you. That's you, to stick with you. So chizku v'imtu, let us strengthen ourselves, all of us. Have a wonderful Shabbos. We should be zocha, each and every one of us, to tap into ourselves, to tap into the emunascha, in our emuna, in ourselves. And through that, we'll be zocha to have emuna in each other, in Hashem. And thank you so much.